You're listening to Season 2 of the Lifting Her Voice podcast. This is episode number 45, and today we'll read Numbers chapter 7 together. This is a long and repetitive chapter describing the offerings given by the tribal leaders for the dedication of the tabernacle. Welcome to the Lifting Her Voice podcast, Season 2. I'm your host, Joy Miller, and I invite you to grab your Bible and join me from the beginning, simply reading God's Word together. We built some spiritual muscles in 2020 with just the New Testament, but this year we're going all out, cover to cover, Old Testament and New. So whether with your first cup in the morning, your commute to work, or it's the last thing on your mind before sleep, God's Word will equip you for every good work. I'm really glad you're here. Numbers chapter 7. On the day Moses finished setting up the tabernacle, he appointed and consecrated it and all its furnishings, along with the altar and all its utensils. After he anointed and consecrated these things, the leaders of Israel, the heads of their ancestral families, presented an offering. They were the tribal leaders who supervised the registration. They brought as their offering before the Lord 6 covered carts and 12 oxen, a cart from every 2 leaders and an ox from each one, and presented them in front of the tabernacle. The Lord said to Moses, "Accept these from them to be used in the work of the tent of meeting, and give this offering to the Levites, to each division according to their service." So Moses took the carts and oxen and gave them to the Levites. He gave the Gershonites 2 carts and 4 oxen corresponding to their service, and gave the Merarites 4 carts and 8 oxen corresponding to their service, under the direction of Ithamar, son of Aaron the priest. But he did not give any to the Kohathites, since their responsibility was service related to the holy objects carried on their shoulders. The leaders also presented the dedication gift for the altar when it was anointed. The leaders presented their offerings in front of the altar. The Lord told Moses, "Each day have one leader present his offering for the dedication of the altar. The one who presented his offering on the first day was Nahshon, son of Amminadab, from the tribe of Judah. His offering was 1 silver dish weighing 3 1/4 pounds and 1 silver basin weighing 1 3/4 pounds, measured by the standard sanctuary shekel, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 gold bowl weighing 4 ounces full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and 2 bulls, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old for the fellowship sacrifice. This was the offering of Nahshon, son of Amminadab. On the second day, Nethanel, son of Zuar, leader of Issachar, presented an offering. As his offering, he presented 1 silver dish weighing 3 1/4 pounds and 1 silver basin weighing 1 3/4 pounds, measured by the standard sanctuary shekel, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 gold bowl weighing 4 ounces full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and 2 bulls, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old for the fellowship sacrifice. This was the offering of Nethanel, son of Zuar. On the third day, Eliab, son of Helon, leader of the Zebulunites, presented an offering. His offering was one silver dish weighing 3 1/4 pounds and one silver basin weighing 1 3/4 pounds, measured by the standard sanctuary shekel, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering. One gold bowl weighing 4 ounces full of incense, one young bull, one ram, and one male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, one male goat for a sin offering, and 2 bulls, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old for the fellowship sacrifice. This was the offering of Eliab, son of Helon. On the fourth day, Eliezer, son of Shedeur, leader of the Reubenites, presented an offering. His offering was 1 silver dish weighing 3 1/4 pounds and 1 silver basin weighing 1 3/4 pounds, measured by the standard sanctuary shekel, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering. One gold bowl weighing 4 ounces full of incense, one young bull, one ram, and one male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, one male goat for a sin offering, and 2 bulls, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old for the fellowship sacrifice. This was the offering of Eliezer, son of Shedeur. On the fifth day, Shelumiel, son of Zurishaddai, leader of the Simeonites, presented an offering. His offering was 1 silver dish weighing 3 1/4 pounds and 1 silver basin weighing 1 3/4 pounds, measured by the standard sanctuary shekel, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering. One gold bowl weighing 4 ounces full of incense, one young bull, one ram, and one male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, one male goat for a sin offering, and 2 bulls, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old for the fellowship sacrifice. This was the offering of Shelumiel, son of Zurishaddai. On the sixth day, Eliasaph, son of Deuel, leader of the Gadites, presented an offering. His offering was 1 silver dish weighing 3 1/4 pounds and 1 silver basin weighing 1 3/4 pounds, measured by the standard sanctuary shekel, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering. One gold bowl weighing 4 ounces full of incense, one young bull, one ram, and one male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, one male goat for a sin offering, and 2 bulls, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old for the fellowship sacrifice. This was the offering of Eliasaph, son of Deuel. On the seventh day, Elishama, son of Ammihud, leader of the Ephraimites, presented an offering. His offering was 1 silver dish weighing 3 1/4 pounds and 1 silver basin weighing 1 3/4 pounds, measured by the standard sanctuary shekel, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering. One gold bowl weighing 4 ounces full of incense, one young bull, one ram, and one male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, one male goat for a sin offering, and 2 bulls, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old for the fellowship sacrifice. This was the offering of Elishama, son of Ammihud. On the eighth day, Gamaliel, son of Pedazur, leader of the Manassites, presented an offering. His offering was 1 silver dish weighing 3 1/4 pounds and 1 silver basin weighing 1 3/4 pounds, measured by the standard sanctuary shekel, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering. One gold bull weighing 4 ounces full of incense, one young bull, one ram, and one male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, one male goat for a sin offering, and 2 bulls, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old for the fellowship sacrifice. This was the offering of Gamaliel, son of Pedazur. On the 9th day, Abidan, son of Gideoni, leader of the Benjaminites, presented an offering. His offering was 1 silver dish weighing 3.25 pounds and 1 silver basin weighing 1.75 pounds, measured by the standard sanctuary shekel, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering. 1 gold bull weighing 4 ounces full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and 2 bulls, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old for the fellowship sacrifice. This was the offering of Abidan, son of Gideoni. On the 10th day, Ahiezer, son of Amishaddai, leader of the Danites, presented an offering. His offering was 1 silver dish weighing 3.25 pounds and 1 silver basin weighing 1.75 pounds, measured by the standard sanctuary shekel, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering. 1 gold bull weighing 4 ounces full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and 2 bulls, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old for the fellowship sacrifice. This was the offering of Ahiezer, son of Amishaddai. On the 11th day, Pagiel, son of Ochran, leader of the Asherites, presented an offering. His offering was 1 silver dish weighing 3.25 pounds and 1 silver basin weighing 1.75 pounds, measured by the standard sanctuary shekel, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering. 1 gold bull weighing 4 ounces full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and 2 bulls, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old for the fellowship sacrifice. This was the offering of Pagiel, son of Ochran. On the 12th day, Ahira, son of Enan, leader of the Naphtalites, presented an offering. His offering was 1 silver dish weighing 3.25 pounds and 1 silver basin weighing 1.75 pounds, measured by the standard sanctuary shekel, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering. 1 gold bull weighing 4 ounces full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and 2 bulls, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old for the fellowship sacrifice. This was the offering of Ahira, son of Enan. This was the dedication gift from the leaders of Israel for the altar when it was anointed: 12 silver dishes, 12 silver basins, and 12 gold bowls. Each silver dish weighed 3.25 pounds, and each basin 1.75 pounds. The total weight of the silver articles was 60 pounds, measured by the standard sanctuary shekel. The 12 gold bowls full of incense each weighed 4 ounces measured by the standard sanctuary shekel. The total weight of the gold bulls was 3 pounds. All the livestock for the burnt offering totaled 12 bulls, 12 rams, and 12 male lambs a year old, with their grain offerings, and 12 male goats for the sin offering. All the livestock for the fellowship sacrifice totaled 24 bulls, 60 rams, 60 male goats, and 60 male lambs a year old. This was the dedication gift for the altar after it was anointed. Moses entered the tent of meeting to speak with the Lord. He heard the voice speaking to him from above the mercy seat that was on the Ark of the Testimony. From between the two cherubim, he spoke to him that way. This was a very solemn occasion and gave the tribal leaders the opportunity to pay respects. They served as good examples of how wealth and power should be used to honor and worship God. Each gift was the same to show that each leader had equal share and equal interest in the tabernacle. Let me know your impressions at liftinghervoice.com, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Thank you for joining me here today. I pray that by spending time in His Word every day, you will be changed. Visit me at liftinghervoice.com with your comments and questions. And don't forget to visit the blog page while you're there. If you like the podcast, it would be great if you'd give it a 5-star review and share it with everyone you know. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. See you tomorrow.